1027 Business with Michael Avery.
South African Airways has been South Africa's flag carrier since the 1930s, and over its nearly 90 years of history, the airline has grown from a small domestic carrier to a respected international full-service carrier operating some of aviation's largest jets. And after coming back from the edge of bankruptcy, SAA is now looking to rebuild and launch itself from a position of stability, relatively. The challenge will be winning over a sceptical public after taxpayers have bailed out the airline to the tune of tens of billions of rands over the last few years alone. And we know that SAA has appointed industry veteran Simon Newton-Smith as its interim executive in charge of commercial operations. And Simon, welcome. You're certainly no stranger to the brand, having previously joined back in 2000 and served as VP for sales in North America. So let's start from this position of trust, and how do you as an executive team intend to repair SAA's brand image and regain trust in the market?
Well, first of all, hello, Michael, and great to be with you. A great question. And, you know, the first thing that we have to do is exactly what we're doing right now. You can't be an airline and not fly to be trusted to do what we're supposed to be doing. So that was a big part of the motivation of relaunching services back in September. So, you know, first of all, being an airline and back in the air is a key first step in building trust with the public. You know, second, we're also really clear that a number of customers were obviously impacted by business rescue. We have about 15,000 refunds that we need to process in South Africa, and the pace is picking up on making those refunds. We weren't able to start that process until June. So we started with a small team of three dedicated to refunds to nearly 30. So we were clearing refunds at the tune of about a 100,000 rand a week initially, but certainly my numbers last week suggested that we cleared over 9 million rands worth of refunds. So, you know, to answer your question, two things: one, getting back in the air, and two, getting money back in people's pockets.
And, you know, I mean, that was 3.2 billion rands worth of unflown tickets that you're sitting with and slowly working through, chatting to people in the industry. They have said that the process is slow. So I'm very pleased to hear that that process is picking up pace as you get your teeth stuck into it. On the issue of your suppliers, I would imagine many have been badly burned by the business rescue. Except for the banks, I think many of the creditors only got less than 10 cents for every rand they owed, and I suppose only if you had sufficient funds to pay. So the suppliers is going to be a key one as well. How is that going?
Yeah, so clearly working with suppliers to obviously back the service that we're offering now. I mean, we've entered into obviously arrangements that are working for our suppliers right now. You know, I have to acknowledge that, again, a number of people were impacted by the business rescue process. I wish I could turn the clock back to relive that situation, or I should say change that situation, which obviously I can't. But, you know, I just want to acknowledge that, again, people were impacted, and we're working the best that we can with suppliers moving forward. So I just want to apologize to those people that were affected, and you know, hopefully we, with the actions that we're taking now, we can avoid a repeat in the future.
Let's talk about the actions that you're taking now and what the airline looks like. Having gone through a significant restructuring through the business rescue, I understand that not only have you removed your A340-300s, you've sold everything from premium crew luggage to chopsticks. What are you left with?
Well, we're left with obviously a smaller team. We're left with a smaller fleet, and we're left with a smaller network. But that is by design. I mean, clearly, taking any business through business rescue, the size and shape of the business is by design meant to look different. We are relaunching an airline while COVID is still prevalent around the world. So, you know, the intention is that we are, you know, largely right-sized for the business that we need to have as we rebuild. And we're just taking a very cautious approach to introducing new routes and introducing capacity to the market. We've targeted clearly routes that have got some demand and are open. and we're continually looking at new opportunities. So as border restrictions ease, and that has happened recently with Mauritius and Lagos, we've added back service, not to the same frequency as we did in the past. So, Mauritius launches at the end of November with initially two flights a week, and Lagos will launch at the beginning of December with three flights per week. So again, we are just really carefully using data to ensure that we add capacity where there is demand, where there is an opportunity to offer market fares and still cover our costs. And we'll continue to do that until the market returns to some normality. So we are smaller than we were, a lot smaller. But again, we are planning to build back. We're planning to build back stronger, but also build back sensibly.
And I guess that is the big challenge for you, because it was really as the pandemic struck that the business rescue process was being executed. And so you come out now much leaner, much meaner, but into a significantly different and depressed aviation market. And I guess the big challenge is going to be how you regain market share in a market where you can't rely on the SA Express or the Aer Lingus to funnel traffic onto you. And low fares are fine on a promotional basis, but they're certainly not sustainable. How do you see SAA playing in this new COVID-altered aviation environment?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you've only got to look at how markets are recovering around the world to see some very clear indicators of the market segments that will come back first. It won't surprise you that all of those people that have been separated from friends and family, will be the first market to return, where the business traveler will be the last market to return. So, we intend to continue as a full service carrier. South Africa has got a number of great airlines, very focused on low cost travelers, appealing to the leisure segments predominantly. We see opportunity to differentiate moving forward. We'll still maintain a business class product, but we're introducing new fare types to make, traditional business class more accessible to the more well-heeled leisure travelers. So we're having to rethink, obviously, where we fly and also how we sell and market our products. But one thing that will set us apart is the fact that we still have a premium cabin on board, and that will be set to continue for well into the future.
And then just a last question. Do you intend to remain a member of the Star Alliance of Airlines? Because you recently announced a partnering agreement with Kenya Airways. Some might say it's a good deal, but Kenya does belong to the rival SkyTeam Alliance. That can't be going down too well at Star Alliance.
You know what? It's a great observation. Most people that are not sort of like deep in the industry wouldn't have picked that up, so well done. But yes, the intention, and listen, South African Airways has got a clear path to recovery. One, it's rebuilding its network sensibly. But second, it is about doubling down on partnerships. So, interestingly, there were plans back in 2019 for Kenya Airways and South African Airways to forge a closer working relationship, and that received the full endorsement of Star Alliance. So the world is very much changing, and there are benefits to our Star Alliance members of getting closer and building a larger network in Africa. And we don't envision any change to that as we forge this deeper relationship with Kenya Airways. And again, I can see, deeper partnerships in Africa. Africa remains a huge, huge opportunity. It's, a continent with nearly 18% of the population, but only 3% of the airlift. And that's a massive imbalance compared to other parts of the world. So again, South African Airways' success is about how it leverages network and opportunity across Africa while still remaining part of, global relationships like the Star Alliance. So I don't see any change there. Interesting. Just more of the same.
Interesting that. And obviously, Kenya Airlines was always held up as the model PPP, because I think it was one of the first African airlines to go the private African flag carrier route. And, you know, to your point about Africa opening up, we've got the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. We've got the big Correct. African trade show in Durban at the moment. This has to be Africa's time. So very encouraging to see
yes.
and hear that you're going to be focusing on the African continent. Simon Newton-Smith, I wish you all power to your elbow. You and the executive team certainly have, I wouldn't quite call it a Sisyphean task in front of you, but it's going to be tough winning over a skeptical public. Mm-hmm. But it would be fantastic to see SAA and the livery remain. Because we all really are quite proud of SAA when we're not having to bail it out. So we wanted to do well without any of the past baggage. So good luck to you and your team.
Thank you, Michael. Much appreciated.
That was Simon Newton-Smith, new interim executive in charge of commercial operations at SAA. And let us know what you think. SMS us on 083-453-1027. Are you going to be flying the new SAA? We'd love to hear from you.
1027 Business with Michael Avery.